Welcome to Ask Say the podcast. This is Say Tioko speaking, and you are now listening to episode 12. It is another Saturday, you guys, and I put out new content every Saturday for my podcast, and that usually signals me that the week is ending and another one is about to begin. So our topic for today has been requested so many times, and this is quite a heavy or an emotional subject. So before we begin with that, I just want to check up on everyone and ask everyone, how was your week? Oh my gosh, my week went very well. I finally went back to daily vlogging on my YouTube channel, and if you didn't know, I stopped kasi for a few weeks. All because I felt so exhausted and I felt like walang direksyon yung ginagawa ko. And usually those are signs of a burnout. So I really took my time and I selected lang what I uploaded on my YouTube channel for those few weeks. So dun pumasok yung mga ginagawa kong segment lang per day, wherein I do like mukbangs, like brands would send over food and then I would do the mukbang and do a little bit of chika for everyone. And I also did like mini hauls for everyone since, you know, I've been shopping online and receiving stuff from different brands, and I really wanted to share those things to you guys kasi nga, although it's not like an all-day vlog, I still get to share with you guys, like, you know, part of my life. So medyo pumreno muna ako kasi usually when I do the daily vlogs, it is really fun at the beginning, but in the long run, kapag nafe-feel ko na mas pressured ako to do the daily vlogs, mas lalo akong nababurn out and mas lalo akong hindi nage-enjoy. So I really see to it now that whenever I do vlog, I make sure that I take my time and I don't pressure myself and I don't give myself like deadlines. Napansin ko kasi whenever I feel pressured, I feel like I have to put out content and it doesn't come naturally. Kaya parang it really feels like a lot of work. So that really made me take a step back and analyze what am I doing wrong, because I need to be or I should be enjoying this more than anything, because this is my way of coping with whatever we are experiencing right now. So a lot of people cope in many different ways. And personally, I cope by having a routine. So I cannot live without a routine. Whenever I find myself thrown off from my routine, that is when I spiral down and that is when everything falls apart for me. The earliest memory I have of having a personal planner was way back in grade school. So grade school pa lang, nagsusulat na ako sa notebook ko, my schedule, what I have to do, what I have to finish, and I never stopped. As in, meron akong collection sa bahay, mga sealed na journals or planners na tapos na from the previous years. And I kid you not, I have so many of those planners. So again, this is my way of coping and I thrive in having a routine. I've been getting messages from people asking me, how do you get motivated? Ganyan, ganyan. And it's all about talaga for me. What works for me is having a routine. And for me, that is waking up in the morning and having coffee and then starting my day, checking off lahat ng mga listahan ko na sinulat ko the night before. Kasi usually, bago ako matulog, I write down on my planner and then I put stuff na kailangan kong ma-accomplish for tomorrow. So that gives me a sense of structure and that gives me a sense of order. Also, part of my routine is, of course, recording my day. And I finally got my mojo back because, again, I took a break. So that really put things in perspective. And I will be honest with you guys, some of the comments got to me. Usually, I get one or two comments sa mga vlogs ko saying, ano ba yan, napaka-boring ng buhay mo. Kaya wala ka ng views, kaya hindi tumataas ang subscribers mo, sobrang boring ng mga vlogs mo. And since hindi naman ako robot and I'm human, I feel stuff. And there are days na off yung mood ko, may mga araw na okay yung mood ko, and I tend to look at the positive things. Pero syempre may mga araw din na I get affected like a normal human being. This is so much worse kapag nag-PMS ako. And oh my gosh, kapag PMS, I get affected by everything. So really, honestly speaking, some of those bad comments really got to me when I know that they shouldn't, because I should be stronger than this, diba? But again, there are weekdays and naapektuhan ako. So I got to thinking, oo nga naman, say, bakit ka ba nagva-vlog? Bakit ka nagpapakahirap to create content and sasabihan ka lang naman na boring yung vlogs mo? Bakit ka ba nag-same day edit tapos nasabihan ka lang naman na boring ang vlogs mo at hindi tumataas ang subscribers mo? So, I went to that dark place. I went down the rabbit hole because nga of everything that's happening. So, sabay-sabay na naapektuhan lahat. Lalo na kapag PMS ako. You girls know how hormones get so crazy during this time of the month, diba? Tapos, one day, I just thought to myself, okay, wait lang. Isip tayo na mabuti. Balik tayo sa biggest why natin. So, I talked about this why in one of my previous episodes on the podcast. And I have to go back to my why. Alam mo, the thing about having learned stuff in life is that you get to go back to what you said before and you get to listen to yourself. And I listened to that episode and then bumalik ako sa, okay, say, ano ba yung biggest why mo? Bakit ka ba nagvlog? And then I went back to my reasons why. Number one is to record my life and have something to look forward to. Looking back to in the future. The second reason is that my content or my vlogs are for those people who like watching them, period. So, you know, bakit ba ako maapektuhan kapag sinabi nilang boring? Eh di huwag kayong manood, tapos, diba? Don't watch my vlogs if you find them boring because ang bottom line yan, the vlogs are not for you. So go ahead and watch another vlog that you find not boring and be on your way. Ganun lang naman ang buhay. Ganun kasimple ang buhay. Ang nagpapa-complicate lang naman ng things talaga is a lot of people online really go out of their way para manira ng ibang tao just because they find joy in it for some reason or may butas sa buhay nila na kailangan nilang i-fill up. And they do that by hating on other people. And that's the sad reality of it. And I just have to go back to focusing on what they say about me doesn't have anything to do with me, but has everything to do with what they're feeling in their own lives. So now that I have things in order, everything is back to normal. And I went back to daily vlogging on Monday and I've been really enjoying it so much. So just in case you haven't seen the latest vlogs, I'll have the link of my YouTube channel down in the information box. I have been sharing really cool stuff on my vlogs. And as you guys all know, I am all about supporting local. I think that it is so important to support local, especially sa panahon ngayon. And I've discovered a bunch of Instagram shops that really deserve some mentioning in this episode. So grabe no on Instagram. Who knew that ceramics and pottery would be so in? I came across so many Instagram accounts that post their products one by one. So may schedule sila kunwari every Sunday, 1 p.m. and then they post their products 7 minutes apart. Grabe, laging sold out. As in, sobrang grabe. And those products really reminded me of the time I went to Japan. And I usually would go to these little stores sa Japan and sobrang daming ceramic, sobrang mura. And very unique yung mga items nila. So that really brought me back to those memories. I recently did a haul on my YouTube channel and I mentioned Cape Giliw. So Cape Giliw offers a bunch of different coffee from different regions of the Philippines. So they sent me freshly ground coffee from Kalinga, from Benguet, and from Sagada. I personally haven't tried any of the coffee from those regions and kahapon I had Sagada, today I had Benguet. Grabe, ibang iba yung flavor, very distinct per region. And again, it's all about supporting local. So if you want to order some freshly ground coffee, go ahead and go to Cape Giliw. I'll have the link down in the information box. I've also been really, really into soy candles. Now, I have a whole collection of scented candles here at home. And usually, ang binibili ko lang talaga is Bath and Body Works scented candles. And also, candles from Yankee Candle. But I did some research and I've also been hearing other people's opinions about candles. And talagang mas safer daw talaga and healthier alternative daw talaga ang soy candles. As opposed to using, you know, the traditional candles that we have in the market. So I did my research and I wanted to look into local brands that produce quality soy candles. And I came across La Vela on Instagram. And oh my goodness, they have candles inspired by destinations. I really have to mention this because you guys know how much I love Bali, Indonesia. And they have a candle that is inspired by Bali. And I ordered that one and another one from Santorini. I haven't been to Santorini, but that's like one of my top destinations talaga. Nasa bucket list ko. And when I received the candles, oh my gosh, I wanted to cry when I smelled Bali. Kasi sobrang it triggered happy memories talaga. So again, if you want to try out Soy candles, check out Lavella. I'll have their link down in the information box. And of course, they deserve the mention in the podcast. Okay, so I am almost done with my chica portion with you guys. And at the very end of this episode, I will be answering 3 questions that were submitted via voice recording on Anchor. So again, I love that you guys submit your questions and, you know, you get to be part of my podcast every Saturday. And if ever you haven't tried submitting your voice recording on Anchor, I'll have the link in the information box. And all you have to do is record your voice, tell me kung anong pangalan mo, saan ka galing, and whatever question you may have for me that you want to be featured in the next episode, go ahead and record your voice. Make sure walang background noise para very clear ang recording natin. And again, you get a chance to be part of Ask Say the podcast. Alright, so now it is time to move on to our main topic for this episode. And the question is, how do you deal with grief? This has been a question na paulit-ulit na tinatanong sa akin whenever I do Ask Say segments. Miss Say, how do you deal with grief? How do you handle grief? How did you cope with the loss of your father? Etc. etc. And I guess I always delayed recording this episode because I know that at some point I will be emotional and hindi maiiwasan na baka maiyak din ako ng bonggang-bongga because again, this is such an emotional and heavy subject. But I think that today is the day that I am totally ready na to talk about this subject. So let's begin. Alam niya, before my father passed away, the only grief that I knew was when I lost dogs in my life. So me and my sisters, we all grew up with so many dogs sa bahay. And most of the dogs na passed on na, all of them died of old age. And I really remember lang talaga experiencing that kind of grief, losing a dog. So going through the experience of losing my father was a totally new thing to me because again, wala akong previous na experience losing a loved one. So everything from the time that my dad complained of back pains and then it escalated to hospital visits and then finding out na he has cancer in the lungs. And honestly speaking, all the other information, I really do not know or sobrang blur na sa mind ko because I wasn't there. So like I mentioned earlier, people deal with grief differently. From the time of the diagnosis hanggang sa death, people deal with it differently. And the way I dealt with it is that I escaped. So I vividly remember the feeling of really wanting to escape everything and just leave it all to my sisters and my mom. I really did not want to deal with absolutely anything. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what came over me. But when I researched about grief and the stages of grief, number one is denial. So denial is a defense mechanism of your body and you tend to block out the facts and you hide from the facts. And I think that is what happened to me in the very beginning. During those times, I went out a lot. I partied a lot. I drank a lot of alcohol just to numb myself of the feeling that something else was happening. This was also the time that I got into a really quick relationship with what turned out to be a narcissistic abuser. So you can imagine lang how chaotic my life was back then. I also remember still pushing through with all of my trips abroad and locally. So pinuntahan ko pa rin lahat ng trips ko because again, it was my way of escaping reality. I remember going to Sapporo, Japan, and I had to cut my trip short because we thought that my father was already dying very soon. So my sisters messaged me and told me na bumalik na ng Manila as soon as possible. I remember breaking down at the airport. Basta sobrang nagpanik talaga ako ng bongga because I thought that hindi ko na makikita si Papa and hindi ako aabot. So Ang ginawa ko, I bought a ticket agad-agad that day din, and I flew back to Manila. And when I landed in Manila, I went straight from the airport to the hospital, so dumiretso talaga ako. The day that my father died, I got a call from my sister. So I remember my sister Iza, she called me via Facebook yata at around 3 a.m. ng umaga, and she told me to go to the house kasi wala na si Papa. The weird thing about dealing with a death in the family is that it doesn't sink in right away. I remember waking up and I remember hurriedly putting my clothes on, booking a Grab car, and then on the ride, para akong lumulutang, I didn't feel normal. I got to the house, all the lights were on, everyone was there. Tapos I saw Papa on the bed, on his bed, kasi inuwi si Papa from the hospital eh. Hindi siya sa hospital nagtagal, so inuwi siya. And he spent his last days sa bahay. So yeah, I saw him on the bed, lifeless, and it just didn't sink in right away. It was so hard to take in. And dumating yung mga magsusundo sa kanya to go to the morgue. So they put him in a body bag and then wheelchair pababa. And then all of us went to the morgue. It was so early in the morning and I just really remember feeling lutang. As in, lumulutang lang ako. Yun yung feeling na nararamdaman ko. And then fast forward to before yung mga lamay na mga araw niya, I had a trip planned to go to Palawan. Believe it or not, I went to that trip. I pushed through with that trip. Again, with a feeling of wanting to escape everything. The only day na naabutan ko was the final day of the week. Can you imagine that? I was supposed to be there sa lahat na mga araw, but I only went to the last day of the week. In addition to my wanting to escape reality, I was also in really bad company. This was during my relationship with a narcissistic abuser, and believe it or not, he didn't even stop me from pushing through with the trip. The right thing to do was actually postpone or cancel the trip and just be there for your family at the wake of your father, diba? That's the right thing. That was the right thing to do. And I believe if I was in the right relationship, my partner would have steered me in the right direction and would have helped me realize na that was the right thing to do. But sadly, that wasn't the case and that wasn't what happened. And I remember galing kami ng Palawan after the flight back to Manila. I was here in the apartment and he picked a fight with me. And we were already late for the last day of the lamay. And he picked a fight with me and he said that he didn't have to go daw to the lamay of my dad kasi he already paid his respects to my father, blah, blah, blah. He was making it all about him. He did not even consider the fact na late na nga kami sa last day ng lamay ng tatay ko. He did not consider any of that. I don't even think he considered whatever I was feeling and how I was grieving and how I was processing everything. So imagine, ha, dealing with the death of my own father and on top of that, dealing with a narcissistic abuser as a partner in one, happening simultaneously. So it was just hell for me. It was hell. And I can't really wrap my head around it. Sobrang lala nung mga nangyari ng mga times na yun. Because my mental state was really hanging by a thread, as in. The second stage of grief is anger. And I think I passed that stage when I got into a really bad fight with my sister. Sobrang nag-away kami ng bonggang-bongga talaga. Because of my trip. Because of me pushing through with a trip. And I didn't know better. And I was with a really bad person. And imagine how everyone was grieving in their own way. So all of us did not really have an idea on how to fully grasp the reality that our father died. The next stage of grief is bargaining. And this is when you say, I should have done this. I should have done that. I think this happened to me down the line. Months after na nilibing si Papa, I think I went through this stage of bargaining because, again, fully nag-sink in sa akin na I wasn't there. I wasn't there most of the time when I should have been there. The last stages are depression and acceptance. The thing about coping with a death of a loved one or dealing with grief is that it is deeply personal. Like, we can Google the stages of grief and know about the stages, but we don't know for sure kung gaano katagal tayo per stage. It's so important to allow yourself to feel the grief as it comes over you. There is no other way to process it completely. Kailangan talagang pagdaanan. And resisting will only prolong the process. Like I said earlier, the time frame for each stage of the grief is different for everyone, and you cannot rush it, because when you rush it, you will find yourself back to square one. The pain of losing a loved one is also there. It never goes away. It just sleeps for a while, tapos kapag matitrigger ka, it goes back to waking up, and the pain is there. It's as raw as it felt when it happened the first time. That's what I realized after losing my father, is that the pain never goes away. Also, in a way, I can say na I am jumping back to the bargaining stage, because again, I wasn't there and it was a delayed realization for me. I was the only one who wasn't there enough, and that is a fact that I believe to be true until this day. So again, grief is such a different process for everyone. It's so different for so many people. And of course, it's very difficult to talk about. It's an impossible thing to talk about without feeling so much emotions. And I can honestly say with all my heart that I really, really, really hate and regret. I know that hate is a strong word, but I do hate it and I regret it that I got into a relationship with a person who turned out to be a narcissistic abuser. And that will be forever true. Getting into that relationship with that person really contributed to my poor decision-making skills back then. And it's just something that I will forever hate. I will forever hate that. If there is one thing that I learned from all of this experience, it's that family matters the most. A strong support system will really help you get through whatever it is that you have to go through. Also, never ever make the mistake of choosing a stranger over your family. So I did that, and up to this day, it is one of the worst decisions that I've ever done in my life. And I know that I did all of that because I did not know better. And on top of that, I was under psychological abuse. So I think the best answer that I have for all those people who submitted questions about how to deal with grief is that you sit with your feelings and you allow yourself to feel the grief as it comes over you, because it never stops. It may stop after a wave, and then after a few days or a few weeks or months, babalik yung wave, another wave of grief. And there's nothing else to do but to process the feeling. You can't escape it. You have to go through it talaga. And you really need to have a strong support system. That is number one. Because I think when people don't have a strong support system, people are easily swayed by other stuff. And usually these are bad stuff, like vices. Before I close this episode, I just want to share something really beautiful. So after ilibing si Papa, I had this really vivid dream about him that made me wake up in tears and also singing a song. So in that dream, I saw Papa sweating profusely. Sobrang basang-basa siya ng pawis kasi nga sumasayaw siya to the music of Rosanna by Toto. So sayaw siya ng sayaw, and he took my hand and asked me to dance with him. And we were at a party. So madaming tables na may cover na white. Tapos sayaw lang siya ng sayaw. And he took my hand and he asked me to dance with him. As if he was so happy to be wherever he was. So he was just sweating so much. And I think that was his way of telling me that he's in a better place now. That's definitely one dream that I will never ever forget. Never ever forget. And I have to say, it is time to answer the questions that were submitted via voice recording on Anchor. And the first question is,
hi Missy, I want to ask, how do you fight your silent battles, or how do you handle your personal demons?
This is a really good question from Lay M. Vergara. So how do I fight my silent battles and my personal demons? I think awareness is the first step talaga. Because without awareness, you wouldn't know that there is a problem to fix. And usually our silent battles are things that happen in your head. They are psychological and it's the most difficult to deal with because you are dealing with your own mind, diba? And the way I do it is that I really make sure, I see to it talaga that I put my mental health as one of my top priorities. I have also shared before that I sought the help of a psychologist. And I think there is no shame at all. There's no shame in seeking help from professionals whenever you are dealing with something so complicated like the mind or the brain. And it really helps a lot. I think it is so important for people to realize that seeking help from a medical professional, kung psychologist man yan or psychiatrist or counselor, basta seeking help is normal. And it's better to seek help than to lose yourself in your own thoughts kasi hindi mo maintindihan yung sarili mo. The second question is from...
Hi, Ms. Say. This is Jez. I just wanted to ask, do you ever get anxiety or panic attacks? And how do you deal with them?
Thank you for this question, Jez. And yes, I have experienced a lot of anxiety and panic attacks before. And again, this is related to the relationship that I had with a narcissistic abuser. So during the span of that entire relationship, hindi ko mabilang kung gaano kadami akong beses na nag-shake uncontrollably. And as in sobrang nanginginig lang yung buong katawan ko and my hands and feet were always clammy whenever I get an anxiety attack. I also remember wanting to vomit so much whenever I get an attack. So all of those feelings rolled into one. It was so horrible, as in. And what I learned from this is that those anxiety attacks were my body's way of telling me that something is wrong. And I learned this from my psychologist and she told me na normal yung reaction ng katawan ko because nga I was being abused psychologically. So that was my case. My anxiety was brought about by having a relationship with a narcissistic abuser. But this is not the case for everyone because anxiety can be caused by so many factors. It could be the uncertainty of the future, it could be problems at home, iba-iba, sobrang daming factors ang pwedeng mag-trigger ng anxiety. With my case naman, the moment I determined kung ano yung root cause ng anxiety ko, I was able to remove that from the equation and right after removing the root cause, nawala na yung anxiety ko. So I think that it is very important that you know what is causing your anxiety para mas mabilis mo siyang maaksyonan. Pero ang problema kasi, this is a psychological thing and I don't really know if your anxiety, kung anong level niya, I don't really know because other people really need to seek medical attention for this because it is a disorder. It is something that has to be treated with medicine. Pero hindi ko kasi alam kung anong level ng anxiety mo. But I think that breathing helps a lot because I think that when we get these anxiety attacks, lahat ng emotions, lahat ng thoughts nag-rush in sa brain mo and sa system mo na parang hindi mo alam how to function and your body just shakes and you panic. I also remember before whenever I do get the attacks, my body would tense up din. So parang naninigas ako ng bongga. And regulating your breathing is very important because taking deep, long breaths allows oxygen to be distributed to all the parts of your brain and your organs. And this will allow you to think clear, and that is very important. If in any case you think that your anxiety or your panic attacks are way too much to handle, please do seek professional help. We have come to the end of this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed listening, and if ever you have any input about this episode, please do let me know by posting on social media with the hashtag #AskSayThePodcast. Thank you for listening.